Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Kingdom Talk. You are tuning in on No Days Off Christian Gospel Radio Network. And I'm your host, Pastor Tyquasia Goss. And tonight, we are going to be talking about how we feel as believers when we feel like, God, why did you give me this heart, God? Why do I keep having such a big heart and keep loving and, you know, being forgiven and things like that? And sometimes believers don't understand that and why that is vital and important in your walk. And God gave me the scripture, Genesis 1:27, and it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So when we are bearing God's image, we're being a reflection of God, you know, of his nature, of his character to the rest of the world. And first, how we're bearing his image is through, you know, goodness, love, mercy, justice, compassion. And then also the top one is with the Holy Spirit's help, with holiness. And these attributes that we share with God is to be demonstrated to the world. That's the whole point of us being made in his image, and to live a life basically like him. We all know we're not perfect, which, you know, many people tend to throw that around and it be a cliche, which God never asked us to be perfect. He always told us to come to him as we are. He always told us he loved us no matter what. But what he's asking is for us to strive for perfection, to live a life that is holy, that is righteous, that is separated from this world. And we can show God's image through our actions as well, because he gave us humans dominion and authority over the whole earth. He called for us to care for all God's creation and to make the most of it and to give him his glory that is due to him. And the third way we could bear God's image and reflect that is through our relationships. We are meant to live in relationships with one another and with him, and not meant to be in isolation, you know, and set apart from the world. I mean, set apart from one another, not set apart from the world, because we are supposed to be set apart and be separated and be holy and different. But he didn't want us to be in a place of isolation, because he sent us here to have relationship with one another so that God's goodness can be seen through us, so we can uplift each other, so that we can love on one another, so that we can, you know, pull our brother and sister up when they fall. Now, the reason why we are feeling like, oh, okay, God, I just keep on loving and stuff just keep on happening, or I'm just not giving the love back, getting the love back, or whatever the case may be that's making you second guess or question why you have this heart. That is like, God, when this is literally what he called you to do, if you're living a life that's in God's image, because you was created in God's image. So that means you are loving people that don't love you, because God deals with that on a daily basis. That means you are showing love and sometimes you don't get that back. That is definitely true. That means you are still walking in love and being kind and compassionate when people don't necessarily deserve it to the world standards, because they acting up, they acting crazy, or they're mean. But he said, you know, we don't do eye for eye or tooth for tooth. He told us and explained to us that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So we already should know that, in spite of what anybody else is doing, what that person may be doing or acting or what they may be going through, that has nothing to do with the standards that God is holding us up to. That has nothing to do with it, because we are not supposed to fight, you know, that fire with fire. We're supposed to be living in God's image. We got to make sure that we in a right moral relationship with God first and then with others, you know, using our minds, using our authority to serve God and fellow people. Because sometimes we think that we only here to serve God, but God sent us also to serve people as well, because we're representing him on earth. We're representing God's love and compassion for people in spite of where they may be. And you got to look past that, and you got to love them through that. So sometimes it does feel that way, and you think like, oh, you know, it's always me giving this love out. But God said yes, because if I gave you this heart, I gave you the heart to love. Why else would I make you in my image and you not go through what I went through and you not have my characteristics? That's the whole point of being saved, to have the fruits of the Spirit, to be like God, to be in his image, to speak like him, walk like him, talk like him, you know, showing that you are a follower of Christ, that you're a believer. That is what this whole walk is about, that people may see your fruit, so people may know that you belong to God, that you are a child of the Most High God. Because in Matthew 24:12, he said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So we're trying to figure out, okay, God, you gave me this heart. It's not coming back to me. You know, we're not getting this love when God clearly says he loves us, you know, and that he would love us unconditionally, that he would never leave us nor forsake us, you know, that he won't disappoint or abandon us. So we can't be putting all that pressure on people to do that and hold up to God's standards. They're not God. We don't serve them. We don't serve man. We serve the one true living God. So all those feelings that we're having, all those things that we want, we desire, we got to go to God with that to fill those voids, not to man. But he said in that scripture in Matthew 24:12, because of the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, right? So basically what God is saying, that the reason why you feel this hardness with people and, you know, they just don't care. It's like, dang, how could they do that? You know, how could they act like that towards their family? How could they treat their spouse like that? How could they abandon their children? But that's what the word meant. It said because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most is going to grow cold. Cold. What happens? And I watched a video about this, which definitely confirmed God's word. And it was stating, for illustration, about a candle. When the candle is hot and the fire is burning, it's liquid. You know, the wax is liquid. It's fine. It can drip, whatever the case may be. It's no longer a solid. It begins to melt. But as soon as the fire goes out, it waxes cold. The wax becomes cold. It becomes hard. And that's what God is saying is happening to the hearts of the people in the world. When the fire of God is no longer burning in them, they begin to wax cold. It becomes stiff. It becomes hard. It can no longer move. It is no longer a liquid like an oil. It is that of a solid. That no longer moves. Their heart is hardened. They can no longer feel. They can't have compassion. They don't have, you know, that sympathy and that empathy that you expect people to have. They don't have that anymore. Once the fire of God is no longer burning in them, they don't have those attributes anymore. They don't have those characteristics anymore. He said, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. So it's saying that this wickedness is coming, you know, to the world. That's what's going to happen. That's what we're going to deal with. That's what we're going to go through. But you got to stand firm until the end to be saved. That agape love is going to grow cold. It's not going to be an unconditional love because of the lawlessness. So once the people begin to become lawless, that's when they will no longer have the love of God, because they have no law. They're not following the laws of God. They're not being obedient. They're being lawless. So when the disobedience begins to increase, the heart grows cold. So when you're expecting people to have the same heart of you, heart like you, and you're expecting people to show that same type of love, you know, have compassion and have mercy and all these things, if they don't have the fire of God, the fire of the Holy Ghost, you're not going to see the fruit of God, the fruits of the Spirit. You're not going to see it because they don't have it. And that's what we're seeing, that the world's waxing colder and colder. They're moving further away from God, because when you become lawless, that means you become full of sin. And when you become full of sin and you don't believe in God, you don't believe in Jesus dying and rising on the third day with all power, then you don't have forgiveness. You're not repenting of your sins. So therefore, you can't be delivered from it if you never repented, you never taken it to Jesus, you never accepted him as your Lord and Savior. So you won't have none of the attributes of God. You won't even, you know, be able to obtain the inheritance. You won't be able to be, you know, a part of the kingdom, because the more disobedient people become and the more sin takes root in your heart, there's a wedge that comes between us and God. And that's why Jesus died, to remove that wedge of sin so that we could be reconnected to the Father. But the more you open that door to sin, the further away it pushes you from God. So the further away you begin to act totally different from the characteristics of God, you become totally different. And that's when you see why the word says the world will wax colder and colder, because of the wickedness, because of the sin, the iniquity. That's why it begins to grow cold. So we have to continuously keep our fire lit. We have to continuously strengthen our spirit man and eat the word and be filled from the word, so that our fire won't go out, so that we don't lose our fire, you know, that Holy Ghost fire, because we need that. We need the Holy Spirit. We can't do anything in this world without it. And once we have that, we will begin to understand that, you know, some of the things we do, we're not going to get a hand clap. You're not going to get validation, vindication, because all of that comes from God, you know, and your reward is going to be in heaven. Once we realize that, we will do things, obviously, without even expecting anything back. We're not doing it unto man. We're doing it unto God. We're not expecting a round of applause. We're not expecting accolades and pictures and treats because we're doing what is right. That is just our reasonable service, because we are disciples, because we are servants, because we are followers of Christ. This is why we do the things that we do, not because we need anybody to see, because some of the things we do, people may never see, and we have to be okay with that. We have to understand that it's all in God's hands, it's all in God's timing, and that God will take care of it. But the best way we can handle that, with our hearts being big and you feeling like, you know, whatever, you take the most heat, you know, you get played the most, or whatever, however you want to call it, is by having wisdom and discernment and praying that God guards your heart from the issues of this life, and praying that you discern, you know, who to entertain and who not to, because you can avoid all those emotions as a whole if we have discernment and we know who God is calling us to and who God is not. You know, who God is calling us to love on and put time into, and who God is not, because you don't want to cast your pearls among swine, and you also don't want to connect with people that is fighting against your destiny all in the name of I have a big heart. No, God is not telling us to be fools or doormats. He's telling us to have wisdom. He's telling us to have discernment. He's telling us to even ask him before we even indulge in any type of relationship, whether it be with a person, you know, friends, family, whatever it may be. You always got to take it to God. You always got to pray to God about, you know, what's the motive, what's the agenda, God, what would you have me to do here? We need to be taking it all to God, but never despise the heart that God is giving you, because as long as you can feel, as long as your heart is flesh and you can love and you can feel those things, that means that God still is inside of you. Your heart didn't wax cold because you can feel, you can love, and you have that sympathy, that compassion, that kindness, that human affection, which we are losing. You know, we are losing in this day and age because people are not receiving God. And without God, you're not going to make it. You can't make it in this earth because it is waxing colder and colder. And you're not going to be able to survive that without God. You're not going to be able to make it through that without God. You're going to want to fight everybody. You're going to want to fuss everybody out because you constantly feel like, you know, I'm being played. I'm being disregarded. I'm being rejected. I'm being abandoned, whatever the case may be. You're going to constantly feel that way if you don't have the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is going to teach you and let you know that you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. So you're not going to take any of it personal, and you're not going to despise the characteristics that you have that are of God, because you know that you're walking in his image. You know that you're representing the kingdom. Every time you go outside, you go to work, you go to school, you go in your home with your family, if you go to church, wherever you are, no matter where it may be, you know that you're a representation of Christ. So you wouldn't despise any of those attributes that you have, whether it may be a good heart, you know, your kindness, whatever, the compassion you have, whatever it is, you just would be okay with that because you know it's of God. And sometimes, as believers, we don't want to have that because you see it weak, but that's not a weakness. God is giving you something that a lot of people don't have. That's a strength. You know how many people don't know we have to look at it as a blessing. That is a blessing to be able to feel those things, because that lets us know that God is with us. That lets us know that we are still his. We still have his Spirit within us. We still can have that love, you know, and patience and compassion with people because we have the fruits of the Spirit. And that is really something that we should not take for granted, because as I stated before, the world is growing, waxing colder and colder, and people are beginning to become lovers of themselves, just as the word says. It's all in the word. It's not like it's anything new. This is what the word says what happened. This is what we're experiencing, because people are turning away from the faith, because people are allowing the enemy to come in, you know, giving him open doors, giving him legal access to your life, to your family, to your children. So this is why these things are happening. So God is saying, okay, if you feel and you feel love and you feel all these different things, then know that I am with you. Know that it's an opportunity to preach the gospel to someone else, to tell your brother and sister that, listen, there's another way out. You don't got to live like this. You don't got to feel like this. You know, it is a way. You can be delivered and set free. You can be healed. You can spread this gospel so that they have the opportunity to choose it or not. But we definitely can't keep it to ourselves. We definitely have to spread this gospel and let the people know that, you know, God can deal with that. God can change your heart. I was one that was very hard up, that had a very huge chip on their shoulder. I was one that had a very bad attitude, that was one that was a part of the world And it was proven that because I was cold. You know, my heart was cold. I didn't really care about what was going on with other people or what was happening with them because I was so caught up on what wasn't working for my life. But then God came, and then he delivered me, and then he saved me, and then he transformed me. And then I began to feel again, and I began to love again, and I began to have this heart of God that made me look at people different, not in a judgmental way, but in a compassionate way where I wasn't judgmental and critical. I was more so like, wow, understanding like, wow, they must have went through something crazy to be acting in this way or to be looking this certain type of way, like, wow, they must have had a rough time or something is going on that's making them be this way. More from an understanding viewpoint and compassion and sympathy when before I didn't care and it was judgmental and critical. So we have to have the Spirit of God because it will change our outlook on life as a whole. It will make us think differently about things, walk differently, talk differently, act differently, and it won't be a fake. I know they say fake it till you make it, but in God, you don't have to fake it because when you have the Spirit of God, he will do it. He will change you. You don't have to fake it. It's not a fake the funk type of situation. It's real life. God will change you. He will mold you into the woman or man of God he called you to be. He will strip you of those things that are not like him. He will deliver you. He will wash you and purge you in his blood and then fill you up with his Spirit. And then you will change. You will transform. You won't no longer think the way you used to think. You won't look at people the same. You won't talk the same. You won't be negative like you used to. You won't be so bitter with the world, being entitled, thinking that the world owes you something, you mad at everybody. You won't be that way once you get God in your heart. He will change your whole life around. But you have to have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You can't do it without it. You have to have his Spirit to change your outlook, to change your perspective. But we have to know that this is what we're going to deal with when we're made in his image. You're going to have the heart of God. You're gonna look like a fool to the world. You're gonna look like, oh, you're being too soft or you're being this way, but really you're not. You're just being like God. You're just showing love. You're just having compassion, and people are not used to that because the world is waxing colder and colder every day. People are really usually not used to that, so they're looking at you crazy like, what? What? You're going to forgive them after what they did? What? Are you crazy? What? You're going to give them money when they can go and get a job? Because, you know, that's people's famous thing when they see homeless people. Oh, they can work. They look at them. They have the function of their limbs. They're walking around begging. But that's not for me to decide. That's not for me to judge. It's for me to, you know, help if I can. And that'd be between them and God. You know, whatever they do, that's none of my business. You know, I just got to be obedient to what God tell me to do. So if God tell me to help them, if God, you know, whatever, it's whatever God say. It's not really about what man say and what the world say, because the world is going to ridicule us because they don't understand us, because they don't relate to us, because they don't live by the standards of God that we live by. So you can't listen to that ungodly counsel that will come and tell you that what you're doing is not right, you know, that you look like a fool. Okay, so what? If it's for God's sake, then we'll take that. We'll be the fool. We'll look like the fool. You know, we'll do the things that make no sense. We'll do whatever God say do, if that means we will be heaven bound, if that means that we will save ourselves and our families and other people, whatever that may be, just as people in the Bible did. They might have looked like a fool to the world. Noah might have looked like a fool building that boat on dry land. Moses might have looked like a fool while they were running, and they ran right to a whole Red Sea. You know, that looked foolish. And then when it opens up to tell the people to go through it, because God said go through it, you look like a fool. Even though it's right there in front of them and it's happening, you still look like a fool to the world because they don't understand, because they don't believe. So keep doing whatever it is that God tells you to do. Be obedient to his word. Continue to represent the body of Christ on this earth. Continue to let your light shine. Continue to be a walking epistle. And does not matter what is happening. It does not matter what is going on. It doesn't matter what comes up against you. Continue to allow your light to shine. Continue to allow God to allow you to have a heart of flesh so that you may feel, so that you may love, so that you may have compassion for his people, so that you may pray for them, cover them, help them, encourage them. Whatever it is that God is calling you do that thing. It don't matter who's not doing it with you. If you got to do it by yourself, just stand with God. And that's what tonight's message is about. God is telling you it does not matter. Just stand with him. Wait and see the salvation of the Lord. Just be obedient to whatever God is telling you to do. I understand it don't feel good because, you know, I'm doing this. Nobody's not doing that. I'm doing it, but we're not comparing. You know, we're not supposed to do that. You doing what God telling you to do, and they doing what they doing, whatever that may be. But that has nothing to do with your walk. We got to worry about our walk with God and make sure we are in right standing with him. Make sure we are living according to that book, to that Bible. That's what we have to do. We have to make sure our heart is right. You know, we don't have no unforgiveness in it so that, you know, the enemy's not trying to trick us and get into our heart and harden our heart. That's what we got to worry about. Focus on. Because he will try to come in, especially when he knows that you have a heart of God. Oh, the enemy is going to constantly try to attack that, going to constantly try to come to you with unforgiveness, going to constantly try to make you feel like, oh, I'm not going to do that. Why keep, you know, showing love to people? Nobody loves me, you know, whatever the case may be. But God said everything that you need is in him. You're not to look to the people. Yes, he might send people or use people, yes, but you're going to him as your source. You know, you're going to him to fill your voids and to get that unconditional agape love that you desire. And you're looking to him for those things. And then once you get it from him in your field, then you go out and you spread it to other people. And you show them the love of God by forgiving them. You show them the love of God by, you know, helping that homeless person and not walking past them like they're invisible. And God said, be careful because you could be entertaining angels. You know, you still bless them. You know, make them know that they're seen no matter what the world is doing. Because we are peculiar people. We're not of this world. So we're not doing what the world does. So just follow God. Be obedient to whatever he's telling you to do in this season. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to find yourself looking the same as the world when you're supposed to be looking like God. We were made in his image. He loves us. And he just wants us to do what he called us to do, and it's for our benefit, it's for our own good, it's to help us, it's not to hurt us, it's not to destroy us, it's to mold us, you know, to make us heaven bound, to make us ready, it's preparing us, you know, for what's to come. And we just have to say yes and submit to his will and surrender all to him and just spread this gospel. Get this good news out. Give the people the warning that they also very much need. Let them know that heaven and hell is real. Let them know that Jesus Christ is on his way back. Let them know that you have to repent. You have to repent. We're not hearing that a lot anymore, but that's important. You have to repent. You have to ask God for forgiveness. You have to turn from that sin, you know, and seek his face. You have to. There's no other way. It's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son, Jesus Christ. You have to let the people know because time is running out. Time is definitely running out, and that will be the message on every show following this show, no matter what the topic is. It's always going to end telling you to repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, Christ is on his way back. Gonna end there because that's the truth. We're living in the last days. And God wants that, you know, no man go to hell. He wants everybody to make it in, you know, but it's always a choice with our perfect gentleman, and that's why we love him, because you have free will. It's your choice, but you will never not say that God did not warn you, because warning always comes before destruction. And God loves you, and so do I. You guys have a blessed night. Keep God first. Be obedient to the voice of God. Don't waver in your faith, and don't turn from the faith. And y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Talk.